Hello, everybody!
Downing in a soft orange glow. Downing in a sea of tang.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, Bill.
What are the rest of the words to that song? Yeah? Are there more words? I don't remember.
Yeah, there are. I don't know. I think you can find them somewhere.
I haven't heard it in a while.
Drowning in the soft orange glow, drowning in the sea of tang.
Right, and then...
Astronauts, they think the stuff's so great.
Oh, yeah.
Well, astronauts, it's you I blame.
Yeah.
Because you see the guy is drowning in tang.
Yeah.
And if astronauts didn't like it so much, maybe there wouldn't be so much fucking tang to drown in.
Exactly. Precisely. Mosisely. Get that out of the way.
Chris Isaac.
Mick Henry. There, bases covered.
So soon? Okay, yeah. Alright. Well, done. See ya. Good night.
Yeah. Well, now we're flying unfettered and free.
Alright. Now we don't, it's like a sponsor plug we have to get in every time. We're like, oh, we got to mention the sponsors. Okay.
Yeah, totally.
For all your vacuum needs, go to Tom McHenry's Vacuum Land.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. We did it twice.
Well, what if they go now?
What if they go nad?
What if they go in at Tom's house, being like, you know,
oh, I need some vacuums.
I mean,
vacuums. I need some vacuums. I think that's kind of what it would be like.
Yeah. If nobody remembers anything, the last thing you should forget is that last time we had some Australians on the show.
Yep, and we didn't talk about anything interesting.
Well, Australia.
Yeah, I guess that's pretty good. Yeah. I mean, we learned about the bunyip.
That's true.
And quokkas.
The beautiful, delicious quokkas.
Oh, man. I just want to fucking kick one of those things.
No.
I could kick one farther than you.
I'd want to breed them and see how fast I could fill my house up with them.
I would like to breed with them.
I think it's kind of funny that, like, you know, we were going to take a stance of, like, all right, we're not talking about nobody's project. We're going to have them on. We're going to be just like...
Yeah. Yeah.
People. But like,
and then you were like, dude, what's your stuff? What are you doing?
I didn't mean to do that. I was like, what's the big news in Australia? Just because I wanted to know what the big news in Australia was. I didn't think the big news in Australia was them. I mean, maybe it is, but I think they just misunderstood.
Think they were lying?
Maybe. But what I think their big project is, I think we did talk about their big project. You know what their big project is? They live in Australia.
Being Australian is their project.
Oh, yeah. And they're working hard at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or hardly working.
Towards it.
Working or on it.
Near it.
In a coal mine.
Briskly. And with fervor.
With Furburger. Which is another word for Clint Barton. How was Easter?
Oh, it was good.
We had a Canadian Easter like in 2 weeks ago, but... You know.
Are you serious?
No.
Oh. Ah, I get it, yeah.
The Thanksgiving and the stuff.
Yeah. Well, Halloween's the same day, right?
Yeah.
Christmas, same day.
Yep.
Boxing Day's
the same, right?
Yeah, yeah.
We don't really
celebrate it. We have it on all of our calendars.
Yeah. Observed, Canada, bracket.
That's the one.
Yeah.
But
yeah, so Easter and the Good Friday.
What do you guys do on 1st of July? 1st of July, we go to work. What do you do?
We celebrate Canada Day, and it's a statutory holiday.
What do you do on 4th of July?
We curse you guys for not playing anything good on TV.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Everything's fucking reruns. What the hell?
Oh, yeah.
I guess everything's reruns in the summertime anyways.
Yeah. War. That's what it
what?
Is. Everything's war.
Yeah.
War in Ibekistan. War is Zangief.
And Dalsim.
Yeah. Zangief's the enemy, dude. What... Oh, yeah, Easter. Yeah, it was good. Spencer got a bloody nose. Blood everywhere.
A bunny nose?
Yeah. Oh. There was all kinds of bun coming out of his nose. But he had a good time looking for the eggs. He found a bunch of eggs. We didn't hide them too hard, you know. I thought about slipping some, you know, under the carpet and under the basement steps and, you know.
Yeah.
On the roof.
Under his pillow.
Yeah. But,
Did you tell him that if you put all the eggs underneath his pillow that when he wakes up in the morning he gets teeth?
The chicken fairy comes and leaves him a six-piece bones. Bucket.
Some nuggets.
Yeah. I should try planting an egg and see if a bucket of chicken grows. I mean, I should draw a comic about planting an egg. No, I shouldn't. Who should?
Probably nobody. Really? I guess I could, but I wouldn't. No. And I won't, because I shan't.
I'm going to say, what the hell is his name?
Dean Tripp?
No.
Tom McHenry?
Owen Kuhn.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be good. With Donald Knopfsinger on inks. And, and Jeff Skinner on lead guitar.
Oh,
ladies and gentlemen.
Shit.
Wild Stallions UK. No, we made tunes today, you and me.
Yep, we sure did.
I mean, that's the big news.
That is. For songfidget.org.
Yeah. Against All Odds and Likelihood.
It's a cover of Against All Odds by Phil Collins.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
No.
Yeah, and the deadline for that is when? Next Friday?
Barf. It's, yeah, this is this Friday.
But why the hell did we do it all in one day?
Because that's the way you do it.
Ah, that's true. You can't, if you spend too much time on it,
yeah.
Too much tweaking and fiddling with the knob,
yep.
Et cetera, and yeah. Blow load and
right.
Pork nose and
mm-hmm.
Kleenex.
It went pretty smoothly. The only thing I have left to do is you make it louder in general.
Yeah.
Okay, we did that song. We did a song. Spyro Spy did a song. Spyro Spy? Yeah, we did a song.
Yeah.
And we should go ahead and throw the shit on the website early. What do you think?
Well, might as well.
Why the hell not?
I mean, it's not like the SongFi people are going to somehow be mad at us or...
Well, they might try to get mad. They're going to be like, oh, that's why you won by such a huge margin.
Because you we'll be like, did no, it early. What?
That's not why we won. We didn't win because we put it online. We won because everyone who listened to the podcast went and voted for us.
Motherfucker. Oh, yeah, because you're not supposed to solicit votes, right?
And we're not soliciting votes.
No, I mean, we don't even tell people to vote for our podcast at podcastalley.com.
That's right.
So,
you gotta vote for shit. You don't,
We don't tell people to do that.
Mm-mm. We, you know, might imply it would make us happy.
No, I just vote like 11 times from all my different works.
Yeah.
Computers.
I've been getting extra jobs so I can go vote.
Yeah, and go to the library and stuff.
But I thought it was kick-ass. You wrote it.
I did, and it's a minute long,
yep.
Which is one of our shorter songs. Our longer ones are about a minute and 35.
Yeah.
If we decide to, like, maybe sing the chorus twice, usually it gets a bit longer.
That's wasteful.
Usually, you know, it gets a bit longer.
All that does is waste bandwidth. Doing the chorus twice, that's just...
People can just play it twice.
Yeah.
A lot of songs are like that anyways. It's just a lot of repetition, right? And they're just like, well, we have to make it about 3 minutes. For some reason, 3 minutes became, like, the length of song for radio.
Yeah.
And that's how come everyone makes 3 minute songs now, I guess. Is that it? You know?
I think the reason for that is that, yeah, the radio...
They ran out of wax cylinder?
Well, there's 3 minute songs, and then you play three in between the DJ talking, and 9 minutes is enough time to poop.
For you, maybe.
Well, for DJs, I'm saying. They've got a very regular diet.
And nothing to read, so they're in and out of there pretty quick.
Yeah.
There's no sort of loitering about.
I don't know if they can read.
That's possible. Yeah,
I don't know if they, Tom, can read. I don't know. They've got... Brian, you've got a face for radio and a voice a voice for books.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah.
And
penmanship for TV.
Oh, dude, totally.
But it's a jamming song. It's Brian sent me, what was it? Fiddle, bassoon, washboard, and...
Spoons.
Handcuffs. And mumbling.
Yep.
And then I ran
they were, I mean, it's, the mumbling was sampled.
Yeah. But I've got a plug-in.
Oh, we did?
Oh, yeah. No, I ran it through. I've got some processing plugins that, like, I've got the minoxidil one.
Yeah?
Yeah, put some hair on it.
Yeah.
And then I emailed it back to you.
I put some Noxzeme on it.
And then you use and edit it back to me.
Right, because that shit's legal.
Yeah, Yeah, man.
Yeah.
No, I think it turned out fucking top notch. It's got a fucking organ solo.
Yeah, man. It's the first song that we've ever done.
Yeah.
I think that is all, like human done.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's all been human done, obviously. But I mean, before you were playing drums. Like, well, mm-hmm. I mean, you played drums for ages, but before you did drums on the songs, you would program all the drums and three loops or whatnot. And did a really slick job of that. But
this has a nice human quality to it.
Yeah, it's live drums. Yep. I played live guitar and live singing, and you did live organ transplant.
Organ and bass drums.
Yeah, it's like it's a real organic, real bandy song, and it's mm-hmm. the first time ever, and it's cool.
Slathered in bogus reverb and computational
and a rap solo.
Compressors. Oh yeah,
by Ed.
Yeah, Eddie.
By Weatherwise. Yeah. Don't say nothing bad about him. He's listening.
No, I.
Do you know who did say something bad about him? Robin McConnell. He's a local dude here.
No way.
What?
No way.
Yeah, he is. And he does a talk show on college radio, CITR, about comic books.
Oh, the wireless podcast.
Something like that. And so he's been doing that for a while, and he talks about comics, and he has guests on and stuff. And he had Bougie on a couple times, and he played one of the Hammered EP songs, the Crown Commission Drunken Rap songs.
Yeah.
And I don't think Bougie brought it in. I think it was just like in honor of him being there. Robin McConnell, the other Robin, and other Robin played the song, and it was kind of like, oh, dude, like I can't believe he's playing this on the radio because it's awful. And I don't know, it's bad news. Anyway, and then like the next show after that, he made fun of Weatherwise's rapping or something.
Oh,
yeah, it wasn't very nice.
That's pretty cool though, dude. I mean, your production skills have been featured on the.
Oh man,
you know. That's a big deal on the whatever there.
Nah, I don't know.
The radio.
Maybe I'll get on that show and talk about my comics.
Yeah.
And your comics, maybe. And our podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I mean, podcast.
Shit.
Maybe we should start a podcast. Just so that if we ever screw up and say the wrong thing, we'll be covered.
Oh, it's one of them.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Is the pod... Shit.
Oh,
I'm ruined again.
Start over.
I'm pronouncing podcast wrong. That's the problem. I've been pronouncing podcast wrong. I forget.
It's upside down.
Pause.
The D's upside down.
That's all it is, ladies and gentlemen.
What?
No, I just we are technically a podcast. I think.
All right. I think.
But fine. I don't think that that's what they should have called them. I don't know.
No, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I don't like because you know you don't have to have an iPod to listen to it.
Exactly.
We actually encourage you to not listen to it on an iPod. You can listen to it on your computer.
Yeah.
Or record it to a tape and listen to it on a, say, cassette Walkman.
Mm-hmm. That I'm going to go out on a limb and say that 85% of podcasts are listened to on not an iPod.
You think so?
Sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I listen to a lot on mine, but that's only because I happen to have an Apple brand MP3 player, and
yep.
I listen to a lot of shit in my ear holes, at work hole.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude. Thinking about quitting my job.
Really?
Yeah, I hope my boss isn't listening.
The good job or the shitty job?
I have a good job?
Sure.
The sandwich shop?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's pretty good. I'm not going to quit that job.
Any job with free sandwiches is
free sandwiches trumps anything, if you ask me.
You should quit the other job.
Yeah, I just need to work out a way to do it, because I'm not really saving a lot of money right now.
Yeah.
And I really don't have a lot of doubts if I quit that job, if I'd be able to, like, survive and stuff, I think I would. I think I'm, you know, I got a lot of, like, tires in the iron and whatnot.
Yeah.
And so I think I could probably do it, but it just feels like maybe this is not the best time to do it. And I'm also thinking about moving out of my apartment. Getting a new place.
One.
Yeah, but the thing is when you apply Well, yeah. Sweet. Living the dream. When you go to find a new place, they always want to know if you have a job.
So I'm thinking, send them to the site.
Yeah.
We'll start running ads. I could put some. I'll put some Hardee's commercials and shit in here, and people will think that like they don't we're all
have
big
to be.
Time.
We don't have to be getting paid for them.
No.
In fact, we're free advertising someone else, so we can't even get in trouble for it.
Yeah,
dude, totally. I'm gonna say I'm like a fucking one of those internet.com millionaires.
Are you gonna say one? Are you gonna say a .com name?
Yeah, I totally should.
Say one.
Can't can't think of any.
Well, all yours are .ca, right?
Yeah.
Did you even have a .com boom? Because we had the big .com boom.
We didn't even have a .ca, but the .ca didn't even really exist until a few years ago, it seems like. And they're all, .ca addresses are all sort of, I think, government sort of issued. Like, you can't just get one. You have to go through a specific government organization, and they cost more. They cost probably something like, let's say, around $30 to $35 for one of those, as opposed to maybe $15, $20 for a .com.
That's bullshit.
You can obviously get better deals than that, but that's kind of roughly where it's at. It's like, yeah, it's easily $10 more for a .ca.
Dude, well, it should be fucking two-thirds of the price. It's one less
totally,
letter.
Dude.
That's
I know.
Nonsense.
And that, and also, no one can remember .ca. It's just now becoming, like, you're starting to hear .ca addresses and remembering them and stuff, but for the longest time, like, no one would bother. You know, everything's just .com, and that's...
Yeah, you know, I only go to one .ca site, so drawing .ca, but I don't like saying .ca, and you can't say .ca. You know? No? Brian? Brian?
Today's fast, nerve-wracking pace is making millions suffer from the discomforts of gastric hyperacidity. Eating on the run, working under pressure, nervous tension, and smoking more than you should all help cause the trouble many know as American stomach. When this happens to you, when you're distressed by such symptoms as heartburn, acid indigestion, or a feeling of fullness, take Bicidol mint-flavored tablets. Bicidol mint-flavored tablets are not a makeshift, not a cure-all. They're specifically designed to do one job, and to do it quickly and well. And that job is to bring you prompt, pleasant relief of American stomach. Bicidol mint-flavored tablets help neutralize the excess acids that cause this discomfort. They soothe irritated membranes while gently helping to restore normal balance. So next time you're upset and distressed due to acid indigestion, remember to take Bicidol mint-flavored tablets, that's all. You'll like their refreshing mint flavor, and they're so handy to carry. That's spelled Bisodol. Bicidol mint-flavored tablets. Only 25 cents.
And we're back!
Hey, what the hell was that?
It was a commercial interruption. It was
I don't appreciate that.
I would love for you to be able to quit your job and to move out of your place and to, you know.
So you've taken upon yourself to sell ads on our show.
Well, lease.
Yeah, lease rent ads. To own. Rent to own.
Yeah.
And what like to rent to own that delicious roast beef sandwich?
They pay us in whatever those commercials were for. That's what they pay us in.
Yep.
Per click through.
Yeah, so everybody click on that ad. Make sure you go back. If you missed it, scroll back on your scroll wheel or slider bar or rewind button.
I hope you use mouse gestures.
Really?
I love
it. For playing an MP3?
Oh, sure.
In what program?
SRAM. Play. SRAM play.
Jom?
Jom Strymner. Yeah, he's the man.
Well, I think that Jom Strymner.
We should see what I think about Jom Strymner.
Yeah.
That'd be a whole show unto itself.
Yep, because it would take that long.
Mm-hmm. And then I would time stretch it.
Yeah. Getting back to the important thing. You know what I ate?
Oh, finally the hard news.
Yeah, here's the segment we like to call, you know what I ate? Should we call it that? Should we have segment names? Should we have little jingles for shit? I don't know.
We are kind of boxing ourselves into a format already.
Seems like a bad idea if you ask me.
Yeah.
What Except did you I eat? Came up with the idea.
And how was it different in Canada, the thing you
well,
ate?
Well, let me tell you. I had a Max 5 or a Take 5 bar for you.
All right.
and it's a new kind, not the peanut butter. I told you about the peanut butter one, right?
Right.
Did I talk about that already? Yeah, that's not very good. It's all right.
Wait, let me guess. Can I guess?
Yeah, you know what it is. You know what it is already.
Oh, go ahead.
No. Go ahead. Predict.
Funky Graham.
No. Do you have that?
No.
Because that sounds pretty good.
Funky Graham. What is it?
It's Max 5 chocolate cookie,
yeah.
I think it's called. So instead of the pretzel, it has like a kind of like an Oreo cookie type deal.
Like a chocolate wafer cookie in the bottom.
Sort of like that, yeah.
Yeah, we have
those. It's all right. You have them?
Not only do we have them, but they're discontinued.
You invented them?
No.
Oh, okay.
They're already on clearance. You can get them, you know, 5 for a wooden nickel at the Cub there.
Yeah, we just got them and...
Are they stale? Yeah.
No, it seemed all right. Okay. It was pretty good, but I won't be getting it again.
Yeah, we got a lot that apparently people are trying to get rid of.
It's not as bad as the peanut butter one.
I'm taking all comers and coming all takers.
You know what I mean.
Murph.
Like, out the penis.
Oh.
Wait. You maybe we can make up a
Janet
new scent.
Van Dyne.
I was totally just about to say that.
You fucking asshole.
You Henry Pym.
Yep. Speaking of, pretty much any Avengers alter ego now is like a good old swear.
A cuss.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No. Yes.
Maybe.
So you're not gonna buy it again? Did you have any other,
goods?
How
good
about
eats?
Consummate consumables? That's what we call that section.
what and mints and what? Do I have anything else? No, not really. Been trying to not eat so much stuff anymore, ever.
So you're slimming down,
trying to
moving out.
Yeah,
quitting your job.
Yep,
growing a. A
beard,
a gnarly thin beard.
that would be sweet. I just shaved all my beardness off.
What do you do with it when you're done?
Hang it on the wall in the studio.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. No, it's kind of all in the bottom of the sink. My sink doesn't drain that well, and it takes like 4 rinses to get everything down there.
I think if you snort a line of your beard trimmings, it grows back thicker next time.
Nostril hair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, maybe I could just grow a nostril hair mustache. What about that?
Oh, that'd be sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could only do sort of like a Hitler mustache out of that. You couldn't do like a... Well, no, you could do it with some help, with some like... Maybe Stinches? With some wax or something.
Yeah.
I had my grade 5 teacher, or my 5th grade teacher...
Right.
Had a waxed curly mustache.
Hey, what was his name?
I don't want to talk about it.
Really?
Molested me.
Well, still.
No, he it was actually sort of somehow kind of maybe accused of that type business.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was pretty skirty, and he got sort of like replaced. We had a mid-season replacement teacher that year.
Huh.
Pretty skirty.
So you can't see his name? You just won't?
Well, there's no reason to.
You're not on the spot or anything. I was just, I mean, and I don't doubt it. Oh, so he's got a mustache, and that's it? Oh, yeah.
He had a curly mustache that he waxed up. He got the wax up, and he curled it up.
No offense to anyone listening that has a mustache.
No, by all means. Wax your mustache, curl it up, that's awesome, but do not be an elementary school teacher.
Yeah.
With the mustache.
I just don't know about mustaches in general, dude.
I want to say that people should have them again, but every time I see them, they just look terrible.
Do you remember what mustache stands for?
Macho oafs using stuff that always catches.
There we go. Military oafs.
Hot. I got one word right.
Hot.
Hot.
Hot. No, there's no hot. Using.
It's.
You got using.
Okay.
I don't want to say it again.
It's not important. Yeah.
But it's going to, when it comes to fruition,
Fruitopia. We're going to make a movie about it.
Yeah.
It's going to star Cher.
Yep.
And Eric Stoltz.
Right. I just saw Eric Stoltz not too long ago.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah?
Was he in a movie or something?
No, just on a rerun of Mad About You.
Oh, sweet. Oh, that show was pretty funny.
Yeah, I like it. I was watching it upstairs for a little bit, and we have digital cable upstairs.
I like Helen Hunt's pants in that show.
She does wear a lot of pants.
They're pretty high, and I think that's cool.
Yeah.
Let's just do more of that.
Yeah, why not? I mean, that really...
If anyone listened to that whole thing without fast-forwarding or puncturing their eardrums...
Or mouth gesturing forward.
Yeah.
Using...
For real? Can people do that in the thing? The playing?
Play.
Shut up. You're like an asshole.
No, I don't think so. Click wheel, I think, works if you have the... thing selected in fucking Winamp. But you shouldn't listen to us in Winamp.
No, you totally should. Winamp is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Except, actually, you know what? Unless you have the new version of Winamp, which sucks a ball.
See? You can't win.
Yeah. No, it's no good. Because someone made a plugin for Winamp for iPod support, because the old Winamp just didn't really support it. So someone made it, and it was awesome. It was totally rad. You could copy songs off your iPod onto your computer through Winamp, which you can't do through iTunes, if you didn't know.
Right.
Anyone who has iTunes and an iPod knows that it fucking blows, and you can't take songs off of it. Because, you know, that means you're going to be pirating them, sharing them with your friends, and doing illegal things, if they allow you to copy songs back onto your computer.
When will That's they learn? Means. Nothing can stop us.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. So anyway, so then Winamp put out a new version, and they made their own Winamps, their own iPod support,
yeah.
And it doesn't work so good anymore.
You can take totally, the music off totally, your iPod.
Yeah, but it totally fucked up my iPod. When I
take the music off your iPod, but then it doesn't go anywhere.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what happened to me. It deleted everything, and it, like... sucked. The end. It's a boring story.
No, it's a harrowing tale.
No, it's a public service announcement. Public service announcement.
Yeah.
So I've kind of gone back to using iTunes, which I hate iTunes because, like, it works well as a player and everything. It's cool. I don't have a problem with it, but it takes a lot of memory.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
I run a Linux emulator and I use a unified sound player.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty good. It sucks having to, you know, actually type out all the file names, but
right,
I'm getting pretty quick with my 10 key.
Your what?
My 10 key.
The hell was that?
You probably call it key 10, huh?
No, I don't know what it is.
Like when you do data entry and there's all those keys off to the right of your keyboard, the good ones.
If you're that's what those are called?
Yes. Yeah, so if you're doing like...
I know.
Key. That's your 10 key.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'm more concerned with my donkey.
Don Quixote?
My turkey.
Turkey Strymner? I don't know.
My monkey.
Monchichi?
My monchichis. They mean happiness.
Yeah.
They mean nice. Happiness!
I don't get it.
Oh.
Wieners. No, but you remember Monchichi, right?
Of course. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Dude.
They're cute.
What don't I remember?
I don't know.
Important things like people's names.
Whose names?
Run's names. Sorry.
Yow.
Oh, God. You good. Devil. If I'm introduced to people that I don't really know.
Yeah.
And I get their name, I'm like, oh, yeah. And I'm more concerned with... like telling them my name than I am remembering their name or something. I don't know, but like I've done that a lot where someone introduces themselves, like get their name, and I'm pretty totally preoccupied with something else, and I immediately forget it. Like a minute after, I'm like, I have no idea what you just said your name was.
I think it'd be easier to remember people's names if they came with accessories.
Yeah. Or people wouldn't mind that you just described them by the accessories that you had. Oh, he's the kilt guy. Oh yeah.
Right.
He's the guy with the eagle.
Well, I just think that if everyone was like, you know, hi, my name is, you know, D'Angelo Mawson Stein, then and gave you like a little machine gun,
mm-hmm.
you'd be like, oh, cool, I got D'Angelo's gun, and then you'd have it, and you'd
know. You would know it belonged to him.
Yeah. It wouldn't have to be huge.
Because it had the Starlight Scope.
The Starlight Scope?
Yeah, dude.
What's that?
You know.
Who's got that?
Yeah.
What's that?
Never mind.
Where was it from?
It's like a kind of scope that goes on a rifle. And the...
Really?
Yeah.
You know about guns?
Dude.
What?
Well, in G.I. Joe.
Oh, right.
I didn't want to go down this path. You forced me into it.
What? Talking about G.I. Joe?
Yep.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow's show, G.I. Joe, nonstop G.I. Joe, jibba jab.
We should, and we should also try and, if possible, we should have Jeff Bent come on and talk about G.I. Joe's with us.
Does he know stuff about G.I. Joe?
Oh, yeah, he certainly does.
Does he draw comics?
Yep.
Well, that's immaterial.
All right. Yeah. He's a member of the Crown Commission.
Right.
Group. And I met him for the first time.
Crowncommission.ca. Last time I talked shit about CA, we got a commercial interruption. So
uh-oh, better not say it again.
Yeah.
If you say it three times, I'll turn into a gremlin.
.ca. Dude, I was totally going to mention gremlins when I was talking about Machi Chi. I'm like, well, I got fucking nothing to say about
gremlins. Good thing you didn't.
Yeah.
Therefore, I could.
Okay. I think a quokka is... Yeah.
A cloaca?
No, man. Quokkas. They're the children of the Machi Chis and the
I think quokkas
are good gremlins.
Quokkas are great.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they stink, and maybe their poo is poisonous.
It's fine.
And maybe they are assholes.
No.
And maybe they are cannibals and a lot of other things. I think they're pretty cool.
Oh, man. I had some mice when I was younger. I had, like, you know, I brought home two mice from science class, and then before I knew
Mises.
I had 65 mice. seriously? And they kept having litters, and, like, they'd be in the cage, like, there'd be layers of litters. Like, you know, there'd be, like, batches of different sized mice at various depths of the cage. But then, like, I don't know, something happened bad. I guess it's because I only had the two parents. Like, they totally started, like, eating the young, and then, like, biting the ears off of some of them and, like, you know, letting them live.
Oh, my God.
So I had all these, like, mice with these, like...
They had gone mad with power.
Yeah. Bloody head hold.
They used to just be fucking husband and wife.
Yeah.
No. No, pets don't get married. That's wrong. No. That's almost as bad as pets being...
Your children?
Yeah. Sarah wrote in and said some stuff
She
about
did.
That.
She wrote in and said a lot of stuff.
And a lot of it we can't repeat because it was all swears.
It was pretty bad. It was harsh.
She dropped so many C-bombs.
No, she pretty much just agreed with us, though, didn't she?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. And that's good. That's what we look for.
Yeah.
I don't know. Shit.
Who else wrote in? We got more mail. We got a mailbag.
Wrote in.
Is it mailbag time?
Yeah, should I sing the mailbag song?
Sing it! Bow! Bow, bow! Bow! Bow, bow! Bow! Bow, bow! Bow! Bow, bow! Mail!
Time to read the mail! Dude, this fucking... I hope you saved that. We're going to submit that to Songfight.
Yeah, finally.
Except we're going to change the last word to one of the song titles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not Neversi... What was that called?
What?
The song we did today.
It was called Never Happened.
Oh, yeah.
It never happened.
But it totally did. But not to you.
No.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's how it goes.
Sort of like that.
You can, if you're a customer of a Spy vs. Pie, you can listen to that right now. Probably it's in your pod, because I think I'm going to post it as a podcast, so it goes into people's pods.
Sweet, man. That's how we should totally release everything.
Yeah. Release it into the wild.
Yeah. So what, we got mail or what?
Oh, yeah. Jim... No, John. Jason... Justin?
Justin... What?
Jason Cheeseman Meyer.
Again?
I don't know. Did we mention him?
We did a while ago.
Oh, yeah. He said, where's the music? And then we made music.
And then we're like, fucking...
Now what's dude?
Now yeah. Shut up about your music, Jason. Are you happy now?
Yeah.
We, and, we, yeah. And it's all for you.
He's got
we
a project.
We did it for you.
He wants to talk about something. He wants.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's okay. Got important topics.
Put him on. Put him on.
Ah.
No, I'm just joking. Just read it.
Well, no, he doesn't say what he wants to talk about. He says, I got something to say.
But nothing after that? Mm. That's the worst email we've ever had. And the first one we've ever read.
Yep.
Okay.
Is that it? I think we had some other stuff.
Yeah.
Make your dick grow.
Oh, didn't someone, Mr. Esty wrote in.
That's right,
Sean,
he did.
Sean Esty wrote in and was asking him about, hold on, maybe I can pull it up.
James!
Oh my God. What are you doing?
It took the connection took a big hit there, so.
It did?
No.
Oh, okay. Good. That wouldn't make any sense. He says, Sean Esty from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I don't know if he's from here or not.
Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, USA.
United States, Earth. Anyway, he lives here, and he's a cartoonist. His website is www.skulcano-island.com. Skulcano. Like a volcano and a skull, if they, were conjoined. And you all called them by one name because we were an asshole. Skulcanoisland.com. Check it out. He's a really, really good cartoonist.
Yeah, he's good. But and that's the worst website name I've ever heard solely because of the dash. Without the dash, it's the best
yeah,
ever.
Yeah, dashes are bad. You couldn't put one in. Maybe Skulcano Island without the dash was pagan. Or maybe...
I don't think he likes the vowels together.
Yeah, because sometimes it spells funny things and it makes you read it funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Skulcanoisland.com.
Noiseland. Yeah. Maybe there was a Skulka Noiseland.
Oh, yeah. The Noiseland location in Skulka.
Yeah. Skulka, Wisconsin.
.ca.
No, it's a .com.
Oh, yeah.
So go to it, read his comics, because they're really cool.
What did he want, anyway?
He's a good guy.
What did he say?
He says... What does he sound like? He sounds like...
So I'm wondering about your thoughts and opinions on those crappy late 80s slash...
What?
That's not right.
Oh, what does he sound like?
Think of his avatar.
if he takes that thing off, it's...
Well, friends, you'll be happy too when you see how quickly ENDS chlorophyll tablets stop triple O. Yes, ENDS, ENNDS, stop odors of body, odors of breath, odor of hence. Stop all three, all at the same time. Keep you fresh as a daisy all day, all over. It's amazing. One or two tiny ENDS tablets daily are all you need to stop triple O.
So what did Sean say?
Did we just get back from commercial again? What happened there?
No, I think we just got confused for a second. I'm not putting more commercials in.
No, okay. Yes.
He said yes?
Okay.
He said...
Yeah, so... So I'm wondering about your thoughts and... He spelled opinions wrong? Oh my God, I can't read this. It's crap. No. I'm wondering about your thoughts / opinions on those crappy late 80s, 90s made-for-kids shows. Owl TV, Ghost Rider, Degrassi, etc. Did Canada get more of those than the States did? Because that shit was everywhere. Non? Oh, no? Do you guys have a lot of... that shit's rampant now. Like, they got Discovery Kids... And Popular Mechanics for Kids and all that kind of...
Yeah. Don't know. I don't know.
You don't know anything about it? Did you guys get Degrassi?
We got Degrassi... Oh, what's the second series called?
Kids of Degrassi Junior High. You mean The Next Generation?
Maybe.
The new one?
I don't know. We got all kinds of Degrassi on the TV, though. For sure. Totally.
It made its way down there, did it?
Oh, yeah. Topanga and Otis and all those guys. Yeah. The kid with the hook hand, and then
that's right.
Yeah,
and dumb jerk, you should be kicked in the head.
Mm-hmm.
Owl TV, I remember Owl TV. That was good. Ghost Rider, didn't watch it. What I did watch, there's a lot of TV Ontario shows that I did watch when I was a kid, and there was I was talking to Jason Turner about this, and he's super old. He's an old man. and even he remembered them. No, it came in handy because he was older when they were on, so he could tell me more information about this. I was like, oh, I vaguely remember the show that was called Read All About It. Or it's because it was from Ontario, it was probably Read All About It. And it was like these kids who worked at like a newspaper, like a student newspaper or some local thing or whatever. Then they had like these robots, and then they could like, they got transported to this other like planet where there was this like evil despot alien guy who was like trying to rule that planet, and they were like fighting him, and then they had to make it back and write for the paper and shit. And it sounds pretty stupid, but it was like, it was super creepy. It was like really surreal and really kind of dark and grimy, and everything was greasy looking, and it was kind of scary.
What was the name again?
Read All About It. You can, if you Google TV Ontario, mm-hmm. and Read All About It, you can find some screenshots. They're kind of disturbing. And there was Jeremy the Bear, which actually, for a long time, I thought it was Canadian, like stop motion cartoon kind of thing, but it's actually from Europe. And came with a bunch of different names, like from Germany and from Belgium or something. Jeremy the Bear, where I always thought the animals looked like they were naked. I think it's because like he wore like a handkerchief or something like that. Like they would all sort of have one little article of clothing, and it just makes them all look really naked.
So, nude cartoons from Europe for children
stuff. I don't know. Kids TV is kind of crap. I think when you make shows for kids, it's mm-hmm. always old people going like, this is for kids. I think they always miss the mark.
Okay, I'm going to say one show that is the best show ever in the world.
It's not kids. That fucking animated duck show.
Man, fuck you. That show kicks ass. Yeah, it's the duck show. Rules.
The Don and Duck show?
Yeah. Oh, we should really grease their wheels.
All right, yeah. Really? But think so?
Well, not... No, I mean, we should
literally
go to their show and grease them.
Yeah.
Wheel-wise. But
grease them up, man.
Yeah. No, we're going to try to do... Everyone, listen tight and sit up straight.
Are you going to talk about the thing, the show, the cartoon program?
Yeah, but I'm also going to say that I think...
No, tell people what that is.
What?
Okay, never mind. Just
the duck show? Yeah. I was going to say that we're going to do an audio comment intro for the Don and Drew show, and we're going to really try to get on there and everything, because they're world-famous billionaires for just talking shit. And then,
yeah.
Maybe some of their crowd would want to come listen to us talk shit.
They do a very similar thing that we do, but, I mean, we're not copying them.
No.
They didn't invent people sitting around talking about nothing.
No, we started doing this and then we're like...
And then we kind of discovered them and whatnot, but they've been doing it for a long time.
Yeah.
They're one of the most popular podcasts that's out there right now.
Well, I think the main difference between us and them is that they're married in the same room... And
their sound quality is not as good as ours,
right? Plus, and, we're both Drew.
Yeah,
but
we don't have that accent,
right?
We don't have that accent.
We don't have the accent.
Okay, we just got this package. I'll open it. What do you think of that? You think that's good? Oh, I like.
Oh yeah. I'm drinking a 2-liter of Sprite.
Oh my god. Are you okay? I can't perform the Heimlich from here. I'll give you the E Heimlich.
It's I haven't had liquid up my nose in a while.
It's an emoticon. I'll give you the Heimlich emoticon.
I didn't want to get any on the mic, so I was like sitting under it, pouring it in.
Why did you do that?
I don't know.
It's that's not good listening.
No, seriously, Peep in the Big Wide World is the greatest cartoon ever.
Because it's narrated by who?
It is narrated by Joan Cusack.
Yeah, that's pretty rad.
And it kicks ass. It's about this little chicken named Peep who like just hatched, and he's like perfectly round, and he's got these little feet. And then his friend, Chirp, who's a robin, and she's a little red circle. And then Quack is a duck, and he's kind of like a purplish-bluish egg shape.
He's actually the worst drawn duck I've ever seen.
Yeah, none of them really look like
animals. He's like Grimace with a line coming out of his head.
Yeah, but like the other animals on the show really look like the animals they are, because there's a lot of different animals on the show, including the beaver boy.
There's a beaver?
Yeah, he goes ning, 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 ning when he chews on trees, and he's like funny as hell. But
sweet.
It's a very good show. It's
would you watch it if you didn't have kids?
Yeah, if I stumble across it, probably, because it is
I did see it one time, and I have to say it was the duck design that really kind of turned me off before I really realized what was going on. I was like, what is that? And then yeah. they're like, it's a duck or it's quack or whatever. I'm like, that's not it. What? That's the worst duck I've ever seen, click.
Yeah.
Oh, Price is Right is on.
Well, you know.
Do you watch The Price is Right?
Have I mentioned this before? I can't watch The Price is Right.
Because you used to date a guy called Rod Roddy?
No. No, but...
Rod Roddy died.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
When, recently?
A few years back. There's a new announcer now. He sounds exactly
no,
like
it's,
him.
No, it's not because Rod Roddy died. It's because Rod Roddy quit the show because they weren't going to show... CBS decided they weren't going to show the announcers on screen anymore.
And, oh, man.
You know, Rod Roddy's all about the flash and the glitz and
totally,
whatnot.
Man. Yeah.
Well, he wasn't going to, like, stand for that shit and be off camera. He's like, well, fuck, man. I'll go live at home then. Fuck you.
He also died, though.
Did he really die? Because when he was off the show, it wasn't because he died.
Okay, but he also died in addition.
Oh.
Maybe he died from not being on the show.
They'll show them fuckers at CBS, won't it?
Well, yeah.
God, and I totally feel like I'm drowning in fucking lemon lime, dude.
Oh, dude. Awesome. So they got a guy who just sounds exactly like him. And then, don't they do that on SNL, too? Like, is Don Pardo, like, retired now? They just get Daryl Hammond to do his voice?
Yeah, I don't know. There's not going to be anybody, like, in the public eye old enough for Daryl Hammond to do a fucking impression of pretty soon.
I know.
But, no, I can't watch The Price is Right because I get too stressed out.
Really?
Yeah, because when I watch the show, I, like, I really get into the people's, like, reactions to, like, the prizes they might win, and, like, I really... like seeing them get excited about it, but when they lose the games...
I like seeing people feign excitement over, like, a grandfather clock, and they're like, yeah.
Totally. Or, like, the full dining room set, and, like, the guy obviously lives in a dorm.
Yeah, college guy. He's like, maybe I could sell it.
Yeah. But when the people lose, like, the cars and shit, or, like, when they fucking lose Plinko. Oh,
but you know what? If you think about it, they didn't really lose anything, because they didn't have it to begin with.
I know, but seeing that carrot dangled in front of their faces and then switched out for a dry turnip is just... Every time, it's too anxiety...
I guess so.
I can't watch it. I can't
Plinko
watch it.
Plinko is... I think it's one of the most popular games on that show, but I think it's the worst one.
Really?
You just have, like, the least amount of chance of winning that one out of all of them, I think.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah.
Because of averages and bell curves and whatnot... All
right.
That stuff I don't know anything about. But
gravity and ding, 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 ding.
You have to know that, like, chances are you're not going to get anything good out of that.
I know why you don't like Plinko.
Why is that?
It
rhymes with Pinko?
And Pachinko.
Pachinko. Do you know about that?
What, Pachinko?
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, you know what it is.
Right.
Yeah.
But?
You know what it is, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah but what? Is there something about it that I'm missing?
There totally is. Okay, because...
I can't watch Pachinko on TV, by the way.
Yeah, no, I know, it's too stressful. Chinko in Japanese means penis. Huh. And so when you're saying it, it's like you're saying your dad's penis.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah. No, but for real, like
a
little kid.
I can't watch my dad's penis on TV.
I know. Not anymore. Ever since he retired. Yeah, so it's kind of a funny joke for Japanese kids. Pachinko. Oh, right. Is that like, it's from, like Korea or something, or...
I thought it was big in Japan. I don't know.
It is, but it's not native to Japan. It came over from somewhere. It came over from one of those other Asian countries. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I've been meaning to ask you. We should wrap it up. We're getting close.
Okay.
Final countdown. All right. I was wondering one thing that I probably know about you.
Okay.
We can even have this be the cliffhanger. Let's have a cliffhanger.
Really?
Yeah. It'll be hot.
I don't know.
I'll ask you the question, and then you just, like, goodbye.
Maybe I will. Maybe if the question's really offensive.
Oh, it is.
Clint Barton.
Okay, well, the answer's offensive. No. Hey, Brian.
Yeah.
Dun.
This whenever we do that, it reminds me of the locker jokes, and you can't do that on television.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Alistair. Yeah, Moose?
Dun, dun, dun. I don't know water. Yeah, why didn't those fucking idiots, every time they said, I don't know, and shouldn't they know by now, not to say I don't know, but every time they got a sign, why weren't they just like, water, 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 water?
Oh, you're so practical.
Well.
It's not funny.
To wash the slime off.
No, but what if the slime?
And they get slimed.
What if it's good? What if you like it? What if then, what if they secretly like it?
Well, I bet they did.
I bet they get their kinky sex jollies from it.
Yeah. Alanis Morissette?
Yeah.
Is she on that show?
Alanis Morissette.
Yeah.
She totally was on that show.
Here's the final question. This is the final countdown.
Let's
this
do it. All right.
All right.
Yeah. Do you know what that song by Europe, The Final Countdown, is so good? Have you listened to the lyrics and stuff? And the
No.
Not only is it a kick-ass song just to listen to and stuff, it's totally about, like, escaping from Earth and, like, going to Venus and becking being space travelers and shit. And, like, the Earth's gonna, like, blow up and stuff. It's pretty sweet.
Oh, on our cable box on the concert on demand, there's an Andrew WK concert.
Oh, if I can record that shit for me.
And do what with it?
No. Just put it on my inner... Oh, God, I don't know. Read it to me.
You know what I bet I could do? I bet I could record it off my cable box onto a DVD-R, put and that into my computer and rip that, and then I could make a torrent and send it
to you. Or you could just mail me the DVD.
What? I'm not going to mail shit to nobody. Hey, Tim Holsizer. I don't know how to use a mailbox, apparently.
It's true. shit.
I've got The Wizard of Oz from Netflix on 35mm.
I've never watched that the whole way through.
Okay, Brian, here's the final question.
Okay.
Do you speak any Japanese?
Like sentences and stuff.
No, we're done, dude.
Oh, did you stop it?